With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. Governor Kristi Noem is outlining her legislative priorities for the 2021 session. They include expanded broadband access across the state and merging the state departments of agriculture with environment and natural resources. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
Governor Noem's third State of the State address is her first in the national spotlight as a possible presidential contender in 2024. One of Noem's big pushes is to expand broadband access. Noem says there are 135,000 South Dakotans without high-speed broadband access.
I believe that we can create an environment where families are not forced to choose between the modern economy on the one hand and then life in their hometown on the other. And that's why I'm proposing that we invest in finishing connecting this state with broadband. Even the most remote communities across our state should be provided the tools that they need to be connected. Thriving communities from border to border will yield much better results for our state and our families rather than concentrated growth in just two big cities.
During her budget address, Noem estimated the state would spend $100 million to expand broadband access. She says that investment would be coupled with industry funding and federal grants to finish the job. Democratic State Senator Troy Hinert is the minority leader in the Senate. He represents District 26, which includes most of the Rosebud Reservation. He says Democrats agree with the governor's broadband proposal.
Broadband is going to be key in all corners of the state. I've already mentioned to her administration that, you know, there still needs to be some work done with tribal communities to make sure that we are covering everybody in the state. And then really allowing that access, whether that's educational access, business access, to work for everyone.
Hinert says Democrats are going to take a closer look at Noem's proposal to merge two departments, Ag and Environment and Natural Resources. Governor Noem also says her administration will work with anti-abortion groups in the state to pass a new law banning abortions of fetuses with Down syndrome. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Pierre.
Governor Kristi Noem wants to ban abortions on fetuses with Down syndrome. She announced the proposal during her State of the State address. A spokesperson for the state's only abortion provider says Down syndrome testing often happens too late in a pregnancy when abortions are no longer legal in the state. SDPB's Lee Strubinger has more.
South Dakota has one of the strictest abortion laws in the country. Now the governor says her administration will work with anti-abortion groups to craft legislation to ban abortions for fetuses with Down syndrome. She urges swift passage.
I look forward to the day when the Supreme Court recognizes that all preborn children inherently possess the right to life too. Until that time comes, I am asking that South Dakota and its legislature that will pass a law that bans the abortion of a preborn child just because that child is diagnosed with Down syndrome.
State law allows abortions through the first 12 weeks of a pregnancy. According to the Mayo Clinic, Down syndrome is detectable only after the first 10 to 13 weeks of pregnancy. Kristen Hayward is a spokesperson for Planned Parenthood of Minnesota, North Dakota, and South Dakota. She says some Down syndrome testing happens too late for abortion to be an option in the state.
For her to put a law out there like this is definitely a little scary to start with. And as far as, you know, women going through an abortion, we support their right to choose whatever it is that makes sense for them. It's about what women know best for their own bodies, what they know best for their family and their own financial situation.
Hayward says South Dakota's abortion law reflects its distrust for women to make their own medical decisions. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Pierre.
The South Dakota Department of Public Safety is not releasing security detail in the days leading up to President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration. According to the Associated Press, an internal FBI bulletin warned of nationwide protests that may start later this week and extend through Biden's inauguration on January 20th. It warns of plans for armed protests at all 50 state capitals. The Highway Patrol does increase its presence during the first week of legislative session. Last year, the public had to go through a security screening room on the north side of the Capitol. That will continue this year.
Legislative coverage is brought to you by the South Dakota Bar Foundation, SDN Communications, Missouri River Energy Services, Touchmark Retirement Communities, the Boyce Law Firm, and the Friends of SDPB.
A South Dakota inmate serving life without parole is asking the South Dakota Supreme Court to overturn his sentence. Jonathan Kleintobe was charged with masterminding the plot that resulted in the 2015 murder of his former girlfriend in Rapid City. He agreed to plead guilty to first-degree manslaughter and left it up to the judge to determine his sentence. At oral arguments Tuesday, his attorney said the life sentence violates Kleintobe's Eighth Amendment right against cruel and unusual punishment. Victoria Wicks has more of this story.
Jonathan Kleintobe is represented by Elizabeth Regalado, a Pennington County public defender. She tells justices that Kleintobe admitted to first-degree manslaughter but received the same sentence he'd have faced for murder.
So essentially, Mr. Kleintobe bargains for a lesser charge and the state agrees to that lesser charge. And yet when he's punished as though he is still being convicted of a Class A or B felony.
Regalado says Judge Heidi Lindgren abused judicial discretion by imposing life and did not factor in Kleintobe's intellectual disability and childhood abuse.
The court actually violated the legislative intent of the statute, and that reserves the most severe sanctions for the most serious combination of offenders and offenses.
The state contends that Kleintobe meets those criteria. Assistant Attorney General Paul Sweetland says Kleintobe, at sentencing, said he was sorry for orchestrating the victim's death and would accept whatever penalty the judge imposed.
A defendant who, in a ploy for leniency, says that he will accept his sentence with no intent of doing so if the sentence displeases him, is thinking on a level and thinking ahead and planning on a level above intellectual disability.
Sweetland says the judge heard 4 days of testimony before sentencing Kleintobe and took into account his marginal IQ as well as his sociopathy and chances of rehabilitation.
Though Mr. Kleintobe did not have a significant criminal history, he did have a long history of sociopathic behavior, including preoccupation with violence, death, aggression towards females, fire starting, and cruelty to animals.
Sweetland notes that in the year after the victim's death, 4 separate women applied for protection orders against Kleintobe. Justices will issue an opinion at a later date. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.
That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.